Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hello and welcome to the Dork Forest. It's Jackie Cation. You know the websites because they're the same. JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com, because I like to buy a URL, FamilyPetAncestry.com, sends you to JackieCation.com. The show is on iTunes. It's probably on Stitcher, and it's repurposed all over the place, God knows. But it's also on DorkForest.com, where the phone bonus is also available. And there's a teaser clip from YouTube. I try to put it all on DorkForest.com for each episode. And that's kind of nice with the notes and fun. Let's do the credits. Patrick Brady going to fix this audio. Mike Rickberg composed and sang that song you just heard. He'll sing his words to the Mexican hat dance at the end of the program. And Vilmos fixes the website, JackieCation.com. JackieCation.com has all of your needs of a Jackie Cation variety. It has my schedule telling you where I'm going to be. This week, I am at Acme Comedy Company, my home club in Minneapolis, Minnesota, recording my next album. And then the week after that, I am in Madison, Wisconsin, where I went to college, doing comedy on state, not doing all of the material for my album, I'm just going to cherry pick and do all of my favorite bits from forever. So if you live in Madison, Wisconsin, come on out because it's going to be fun. And not that Minneapolis isn't going to be fun. It's going to be really fun, but I'm on task. I need to make sure I do all the jokes that need to be on the new album. So that's the comedy. And then you can always check my schedule at JackieCation.com for where I'm going to be in the future. And what else is on JackieCation.com? Merch. If you need merch, you guys. If you want a Ranger of the Dork Forest t-shirt, a Dork Forest t-shirt, or one of my stand-up shirts, the Spooky Reading Girl shirt, or my CD or DVD, you can get them at JackieCation.com on the store page. Shipping is included. The shirts are all U.S. made, union made here in the United States, and they run a little big because of that, just so you know. And Bayside is the brand name if you want to look up Bayside and see their sizing. You can watch me do a couple of videos, my Conan sets. There's my Last Comic Standing set. There's a bunch of, you know, videos and cartoons and whatnot, me doing stand-up on the video page. And there's a donation button. It's still December, so food banks are light in January. So, and it's right after the main holiday here, Christmas and Hanukkah. We're in the midst of it, I think. But if you don't donate to the Dork Forest, as last week where I asked that you do not donate to the Dork Forest, you instead find a local food bank and donate to them because everybody could use it. And everybody usually remembers before the holidays, but not after. So just Google the name of your town and the word food bank, and it should all work out for you. And then in January, feel free to donate to the Dork Forest. Knock yourself out. You can always support the Dork Forest by using the Amazon banner. There's a tiny Amazon link on the main page. And then if you hit support the show, there's a small Amazon banner. And all it does is bring you to Amazon. If you order from Amazon, it doesn't cost you extra if you use that portal. The Dork Forest just gets a bit of a kickback. So that is that. Other than that, you can always go to thedorkforest.bandcamp.com for premium episodes. And they're live episodes. They cost $2 a piece. There's some free stuff on that Bandcamp page as well as a storytelling album. And that, I think, is all of it. So let's get into the episode. It's a fun one. Hey, it's Jackie Cation. I'm in my living room in Van Nuys, California. Very glamorous. I am here with Nia DuBose. We met earlier this month.
Yes, in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. But you live here now.
Yes, I live here in L.A.
That's right. So Nia DuBose is at LOL Nia DuBose, D-O-B-O-S-E.
No, D-E-D-E-B-O-S-E.
I said, did I?
Is it D-O?
What am
That's
I?
DuBose.
That's DuBose. That's a different person. I'm sure she's hilarious.
I'm sure she's just as funny.
LOL N-I-A D-E-B-O-S-E.
Yes.
And it's at Nia_DuBose on Instagram. And it's NiaDuBose.com where you occasionally post a struggle meal.
Yes.
And what is a struggle meal?
Okay.
One of your dorkdoms is food, and I think we are all human and love food. So let us get into it. What's a struggle meal?
Struggle meal. So if you look on a lot of social media, a common joke is the struggle meal where sometimes people will post photos of their meals and it's terrible. It's like,
I love that hashtag, a struggle meal.
Yeah, when people are like, yeah, you know, I cook for my man because I'm a good woman. And it's like, is that red macaroni? Like, you don't really know what it is.
Right. Did you buy that at the 99 cent store and was it in Arabic?
Is this supposed to be food? I don't think you did it right. And so I decided to do a struggle meal with a K to kind of differentiate. Like, just because you are low on funds or you're a struggling artiste,
right,
does not mean that you have to eat like crappy food or ramen noodles every day. So
I was just thinking about this. My stepmother, one of the worst cooks on the planet.
Really?
Yeah. And I just realized, I think it was on purpose so she could stay skinny.
Oh my.
She used to make the shittiest food and you're like, are you doing this? Because you don't want to eat it?
What did she make?
Well, the only thing she was good at, literally, was chicken and pilaf, because my dad liked those.
That's all you need, though.
That was fine. She made an amazing roast chicken. I to this day, chicken is my downfall.
Right.
And I will fiddle and diddle with the chicken recipe like a crazy person. But I was just talking to you about Zanku chicken, because you just
moved
here.
I will be trying.
Yes, a year and a half ago. You've only been here a year and a half. You got to know about Zanku chicken, owned by the Armenians, by people. There's the alphabet is usually framed in the in there. And then it's covered with everybody's there, all your peoples. It's not just the Armenians. It's we got your Asians. Everybody comes because everybody likes chicken. Chicken is amazing.
Chicken is universal. Everyone likes chicken.
Amen.
People make fun of like black people for liking. Everybody likes chicken.
Right.
And it's like every culture.
And to say that someone can't like chicken because they like it too much, that feels cruel.
It is.
It feels cruel and inhuman.
Because what are you supposed to eat in place of chicken?
Right.
Fish? Come on.
Fish.
You're going to eat fish
every day. Wow. Fish, not the second option I would have gone to. I would have gone to turkey, another poultry.
Or turkey. That's okay. I didn't think about that. Or quail, maybe. And we're going to stick with
Cornish game hen.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks too much like chicken. I'm so sorry.
Your own miniature chicken.
I went to a medieval times thing, and you got your own miniature, you got your own Cornish game hen because they wanted to pretend like you were eating out of a trencher. But you got it with your Diet Pepsi. Because I asked for
it. Is that like a cable guy where it's like, we keep things here medieval at medieval times? Like, oh, but they had Pepsi?
Right. Dude. You've ruined it.
Yeah.
And no Coke.
Right.
Because you're a comic.
Yeah.
And you have lived here a year and a half. So by definition, you're reinventing the wheel. So, you are.
I guess so.
Well, that's the way it goes. You move to a new town and you're like, no, I promise you I'm funny. And they're like, well, good.
Prove it.
Prove it. I'm going to need you to prove it. And then when you do, there's a tiny amount of work. And then you're building up a Lego castle very slowly.
Ooh.
Anyway, so.
I hope I don't step on Lego castle.
Right now without your shoes. So what's your favorite struggle meal? What makes a decent, like, you're like, I only have ramen.
Right.
How do you fix it?
Well, for one, throw away the sauce packet, the little seasoning that comes with it. It's full of sodium.
Yep. And that's it. It's just MSG.
Yeah. Just get rid of it.
It's salt. Chicken flavored salt. Beef flavored salt.
It's just salt. It's just salty salt. So what I've done is, and again, this is nothing like new fancy. I'm not going to write a book about it. It's just, I'm not going to scream from the mountaintops. It's just sustenance.
Right. This is just sustenance and it doesn't have to be shitty.
Right.
That's what we're saying.
Can I eat it without vomiting? It's, so what I did was the first time I ever really thought about doing it seriously was, I went to a ramen place because I'm from Missouri and, That's not a thing. It's not a thing. You just get your ramen noodle packets from the store for like a dime, and like that's it. So I went to this ramen place that people kept talking about, and it was like the worst experience. I didn't even get my food.
Oh, weird.
I didn't get my food.
Oh, the restaurant
super,
was just...
Yeah, it was super rude and pompous, and it's just noodle soup.
Right.
And they were assholes to me. And so I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm just going to go make my own. And another comic I know who is Vietnamese... He's Asian.
Right.
I'll just keep it
with
that.
He's a perfectly nice Asian man who might know things about noodle soup.
Yes. I don't want to.
Let's not name him so that he doesn't go, hey, Korean jackass.
Yeah, right? No, like a Chinese asshole. Like, oh.
I don't think you understand the difference between Indonesia and Malaysia. Like, no, you are sadly correct.
You're right. I didn't. I'm sorry. So he kind of gave me some like alternatives, like how he makes his own.
Yeah.
Ramen, and so I did, and I've got dumplings from like Trader Joe's for like $2.
Right, a thing of frozen dumplings.
Yeah, frozen dumplings. I made my own like seasonings with like yellow curry, paprika, and Just like some fresh garlic and ginger.
Yeah.
And a little, just threw that in there. Had some, a little bit of chicken broth. Just yeah. Boom. Best tasting thing ever. And the total came to like maybe $5
for a like, giant pot of it.
Yeah. For a huge, huge
that you can have at least three meals.
Exactly.
And snacks.
And it was born out of spite. So that's why it's my favorite meal. Like, I'm not going to pay you $12 for this shit. I'm going right. to pay it myself.
We're going to just do this. And
it turned out well.
And that's, you know, that my sister one time, she loves a fiddly thing as well and made homemade ramen noodle soup. So she made her own noodles.
What?
Yeah. And then, and the big thing with ramen noodle soup now is that if you go to one of these fancy, they're like, okay, yes, I'm weird white American lady. Right. You want real ramen noodle soup? Well, then we're going to cook pork bones for 3 days.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, please do. And then I will give you $12. And it's the most amazing broth if you take like these bones and cause it makes real stock, you know? Yeah. So, that's what she did.
She made her own noodles?
She made her own noodles, and then she made her own stock.
That's hardcore.
Right, and then there's a certain, and then you break an egg in it.
Yes,
right?
I've done that too.
Right?
Yeah.
And she said, but the egg has to only cook for like a minute and a half, and I was like, hey, fiddle and diddle, all right, do whatever. And it was an amazing bowl of soup, right?
Sounds good.
It was, but it took her, I think, a day and a half to make it.
But sometimes, I once made my own coconut milk. Which, by the way, don't do
what?
It. Don't,
what?
How folks, do you, if you're listening, don't.
What is the difference between coconut milk and the water that's in a coconut?
Okay, here's the thing. The coconut water. Now, if you buy a fresh coconut, you can shake it. You can actually hear the coconut water swishing around in there.
You can get a coconut from a dude.
For like a dollar.
Well, it was $3. He had a machete and young coconuts.
And that's what you need.
And a chop.
Yep.
Straw. $3 cash at an exit.
Okay, but here's they've got their technique down.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're just at home,
if you're new,
you've never done it.
Yeah.
You know, you look it up online and make it seem like it's super easy. It is not. Okay, so the water, the coconut water, that's easy. You can just kind of use a screwdriver or drill or whatever, and
right?
Get the hole and pour it out.
Yeah,
that's fine. The coconut milk.
Right.
Okay, that's a whole nother process that requires tools. It requires prayer. It requires so much. Like I have to pry. First you break open the coconut. First you drill the coconut open or open it. You pour the fluid, the coconut water into a separate container.
Okay.
Put that on the side. Then you crack it open best you can.
Yep.
I think my boyfriend, he was literally outside with like a
saw?
Hunting knife.
Oh,
that he bought it like a gun show, just trying to hack this thing completely open. And he comes back in. He's like, okay, well, good news. I got it open. Bad news. Our neighbors think I'm crazy. They just see me hacking open a brown sphere that they might think is a baby's head.
Or
I don't know.
Head.
But here you go. And so then you have to pry the meat out of.
Sort of the inside white stuff, which is coconut meat.
Yes, that's the coconut meat. Okay.
That's what coconut milk's made of?
Yeah.
Okay.
You break that out, and which, by the way, is very sharp. The outside of that coconut husk hull, it's very sharp. And then there's two layers of it. So you've got the big stuff, the big chunky brown part on the outside, a little thinner brown part. They really make you work for it. You break the pieces up,
right.
And then you put them in like a food processor.
But just the
then
white meat part,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you food process it, and then you have to strain it to get all the junk out?
Yeah, you strain it through.
Like a cheesecloth to sort of squeeze it?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't care that much.
Yeah.
Coconut flakes, on the other hand. Like, do you like coconut?
I like coconut water.
Okay. I like coconut water.
I like coconut milk, but I do not like the coconut flakes.
Right, like on a
dried, shredded coconut on a cake?
On a cake. People enjoy. We have, Andy brought home some sort of, he's a gamer, right? And a game designer. And so he's at some gaming event and some people don't like coconut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of them.
Right.
I don't hate it. It's just, I would never purchase a coconut flavored sweet treat. Anyway, but it's a sort of a bugly looking thing. With a dipped chocolate and coconut. And he's like, this is the greatest. You should try this. And so I tried it because we're married.
And that's what you do.
It was super coconutty. I was like, well, you're going to enjoy this. Because it's got all the things you like in it. And I'm unmoved. But
I can't. My mom used to do those mounds.
He loves mounds.
No, I can't.
Some people like coconut.
Yeah.
And get out there.
Kind of like with your mom, I think my mom bought those so much because she knew that we wouldn't eat them.
Yeah.
Because we were just like, that's not my...
There's some hard, candy. There were some hardcore rules in our house about who got to eat what when it was sort of like Nancy, my stepmother, she was the only one who got to drink the soda. And there was literally, it was like 1 6-pack of Coke that she nursed like it was, I don't know, like it was ancient. It was like a, whatever. But
like
don't drink
buy
it.
More?
Well, she was like, she didn't want to encourage us to drink soda.
Oh, okay.
She was like, these are for me. And and then my dad had chocolate. And then there's six of us kids. So, I mean.
Big family too.
Yeah,
big
how many?
And Midwest. Yeah, I have five other siblings.
So you have six kids in your family too. Yeah. So yeah, it's, she was like, there's ice cream. There's giant tubs of ice cream in the
you
freezer.
You got ice cream?
We got ice cream.
Shit. We did not get ice cream.
Might have been ice milk. Yeah. It's okay.
We got like, sherbet from time to time.
Oh, sherbet. That's nice. And, you know, but there was like a definite hierarchy of like, there were some things that you like, you better save these items. But that sounds like exactly. And I don't know why, like, I never remember Nancy eating anything that she made. Like, I was like, what are you eating?
Maybe she just snuck and ate it later, like put aside a plate or something.
Because some people like to eat alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a primal thing to just shove food in your mouth, or, you know.
Right. Dogs don't want, they don't want somebody next to them.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I'm eating. Are you going to steal it? Maybe that is what it is.
I just want to, or like kids, they take food off your plate sometimes.
I'm super social. Yeah. I like to eat out. Mm-hmm. I like to eat out with people. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind sharing a plate.
I don't mind sharing it if I really, let me offer. If I really like the food.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. You have to try this. Let me offer. Don't just like reach.
No, no.
Because then I would be like a dog. Like, don't reach. I swear.
Whack. Yeah. No, there's that. That's just
rude.
That's just who raised you.
Right. Just reach over.
You don't just
over.
Grab. You say, that looks amazing. Can I try it? And right. I'm like, yes, of course you can.
But not just like reach over.
But some people, I have friends who are like, you can't actually. You have to order your own because there's boundaries, I guess. And they know what theirs are.
What, did they grow up in an orphanage? Just share some food.
May I have another?
Please. And,
So we did. What other struggle meal? Let's do another struggle meal. I thought, what the heck?
I did. Well, I've done a couple of them. I did one with, I made a salmon salad.
Okay.
And it just happened, there was salmon on sale. I got it. And I just kind of looked up like different ways
not
to
not canned salmon, just regular,
no,
like
not
fresh.
Canned salmon. You like, because you're from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the salmon patties?
No.
What? Like the salmon croquettes, I think is what they.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
I had them when I went to the East Coast, but as children, we only had tuna fish.
Really? No, we got salmon croquettes like often. But I think that was only if my mom could find them on sale.
Right, right.
Because my parents...
tinned meat is expensive,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, one can of canned salmon is like $5, I think. Almost $6.
It's a fair amount of money. And if you have a big family, you're
and
like,
you still have
I don't
to pick
to...
the bones out, which is bullshit.
That
canned
is
salmon people.
That is bullshit. I did not... You don't have to pick the bones out of the tuna.
No.
What
but you have to like peel the skin off and pick the bones out of the canned salmon. That's ridiculous.
Oh, that is
maybe it's for like authenticity. So you're like, oh, I know.
So you know that this is not Soylent Green.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, but
this is actually salmon. Okay.
You're charging me $6 for a can. Take the bones.
Take the
out.
Bones out. You can debone
please.
This.
Yes. But yeah, I think I used again. There was like a jar of habanero mango salsa.
Okay.
And I just used that with like a little bit of a. Like soy sauce,
yeah,
and cherry tomatoes and feta cheese, and on
that
a bed
sounds...
on kale,
on
with
kale
red onion. That
that's
was...
nice, red onion.
And again, I always kind of like I'd like to challenge myself and see how cheap I can make it.
Right,
and
right.
It's still decent.
That's a
quality.
TV show on the Food Network, right there.
Let's pitch it from your lips to God's ears.
Exactly. We're all looking for work, you guys.
Right. We'll host it together.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
I'll be fascinated. And then I'll come back and go, oh my God,
this cost $2 to make.
Yes.
Be surprised.
It's funny because when I first moved here, I was telling you before we went on, as I lived with my friend Jennifer McClain, we shared this studio. And we'd go to the 99 cent store. And one time I said, you know, I would never buy food here. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer McClain said, yeah, you know all the food that's in our pantry that you've eaten? It's all from the 99 cent store. And I was like, oh, shit. She's like, why are you such a snob about it? And I was like, I thought it'd be stale or I don't know, made out of crime. And she said, no, it's just, it might be a little old, but it's not, it but just wasn't still, popular.
Yeah, it's still, like my friend Al, Al is really good at finding like clearance item meats, which initially
That sounds horrible.
He has a gift though, because I would just ignore it. There's no way I'd buy like anything with like a clearance sticker on it that was meat, but he's got an eye for it.
Right. So he can tell.
Yeah.
Maybe he was a butcher in another life perhaps. and he can perhaps note, oh, there's nothing wrong with this meat.
I guess it's not moving. So it can work.
Right.
With it.
And there's no tinge of anything gray going on.
Yeah.
Which is always a good sign with bad meat.
Yes. That's why I don't know if he'll bleep it out. I don't buy meat at Walmart.
Okay.
Terrible experience.
Let me tell you something. Walmart, huge fan of the Dork Forest.
One of your
main sponsor. Food at Walmart. I've only bought food at Walmart when I'm doing the road, and there's no Walmart has killed every other business in town.
Yeah.
So you have to go to Walmart for groceries, and the groceries are fine. The meat at Walmart was bad.
Yeah. Terrible. It was in Houston. Yeah. I bought like pre-seasoned chicken or something. Also, one of the reasons why I don't really buy pre-seasoned anything. I prefer to season my own stuff.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I will say this. I always buy whole chickens because I think they're fresher.
Do you cut your own meat chicken?
Well, you can get the butcher to cut it for you, but I do have halfway decent meat. Like, you just have to find it in a regular...
So I could go to like Ralph's.
Right. You have to find the dude and hand him the chicken and say, can you cut this?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
But you have to find him and you have to say, I want the back. And, you know, tell him you want the stuff for stock and the giblets and whatever.
Oh, shit. You just changed the day right now.
Exactly. Well, here's the other thing is I go right now. Things are going well.
Right.
I should just tell you.
Yeah, she has a sweet digs, okay?
Yeah, we got half the Christmas tree is up, huh?
Yeah.
Come on.
Half a Christmas tree.
Better than none.
Yeah.
Now I buy meat at a place. I buy it at Whole Foods.
Okay.
And so they will definitely cut up the meat for you.
Okay.
Because you're spending $3.69 a pound for chicken.
Boy.
Which is kind of expensive.
But they give you the bones for the stock and all of that
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
And, So chicken at Whole Foods, different steps. Step 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Mm-hmm. Step 5, step 3 is the only chicken you want to eat. Step 5 is chicken you get for stock, because that is an old chicken. That is a chicken that got to live its life out, and then it was killed in the end. And and so I once bought a step 5 chicken, and it was, and I tried to cook it, because I didn't know that it was just for stock, because it was $5 a pound. And so it's like a $20 chicken. And so I brought it home and I bake it and I'm like, this is incredibly stringy. And Andy goes, what's going on with this chicken? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, it's a step 5 chicken. He said, stage 5 chicken? And he was like, did it have cancer? And what did this chicken? And I was
cancer?
Like, no, it's the chicken. It had the best life. It was outside. It ran around. It pecked for its food.
Had a family. Fulfilling career.
A BA and in literature. And so, but he kept calling it stage 5 chicken. And I said, you call it that one more time, I'm throwing the rest of this chicken out. And I eventually made it into a chicken salad. Mm-hmm. There's I make a very nice tarragon chicken salad.
All right.
Where you put tarragon, a little bit, I do a plain yogurt instead of mayonnaise.
Okay.
And then onions and a little bit of celery, got it.
Do you do grapes too? Do you add grapes to yours?
I never do. Andy loves fruit in those things. When fruit and meat come together, I disapprove.
See, when you describe it like that is just, sounds so terrible.
Right. It's not, again, much like coconut, it's not what I'm looking for. But if done, do you like fruit with meat?
I can do grapes in like a chicken salad.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Yeah.
I also like pineapple ham.
The ham with the pineapple?
I can do
what
that.
About like oranges in a salad?
I don't like oranges in a salad. I barely like oranges.
Okay.
Barely.
It's an orange.
I like lime. I like lemon.
Mm-hmm. Other citruses?
Gotta be in the mood.
Grapefruit?
Again, gotta be in the mood. for the grapefruit.
We have an orange tree and a lemon tree in the backyard. Mm-hmm. Meyer lemons, Valencia oranges.
What?
I know, from Wisconsin. Never not going to be psyched about that.
Of course. In fact, I will pay you for a bag of oranges.
I will pay you to take some lemons. Because we have hundreds of lemons.
Deal.
You get a free t-shirt.
I juice them.
Wait a minute.
I've got into juicing.
LA, oh, there you go.
Because LA. Mm-hmm. you can juice... someone told me once, you know, if you feel like you're getting sick, juice lemons and ginger.
Yeah.
And put a little bit of cayenne pepper in there and take it like a shot. So I went walking through my neighborhood just because.
Yeah.
And I saw a lady that had like all the, just her yard was just littered with lemons.
Right.
She had a huge lemon tree. There's lemons everywhere. And so I saw her walking out and I waved her and I was like, excuse me, ma'am, I see you have all these lemons here. You know, I'll pay you for some of them. She's like, I don't think so, no. And
what?
I was like, bitch, you got a yard full of lemons. Like,
and
I'm offering you money.
Pick them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're killing me. First of all, that is bullshit. Mm-hmm. And when Jennifer and I lived together, there was it was one of those cactuses mm-hmm. that you can make a Mexican cactus salad out of.
Have yet to try that either.
Well...
Is it good?
I don't know how to do it.
Oh, okay.
You have to know what to do with the cactus. It's a very flat cactus, mm-hmm. and I've ordered it in a restaurant, but only because I saw this woman cutting this cactus, and we also had an orange tree, and she was picking these oranges, and she looked at me like I was going to yell at her, and I was like, yeah, they're in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're, our lemon tree goes over our fence. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people come by in a truck and pick all the lemons from that side of the, and I was like, please do.
But see, that's also a Midwestern thing. That you're like, yeah, it's there. It's food. You can have it.
It's food.
Yeah.
Like, we went to Hearst Castle. There are so many. There were like the Hearst Castle, which is owned by William Randolph Hearst, right? And he donated it to California. Mm-hmm. The trees just laden with pomegranates. And I was like, can we? And they're like, no, do not touch.
Oh,
and
I'm taking something.
You could be.
Sorry. pockets are going to be
exactly.
out.
I'm taking this tulip.
I'm taking something out of here.
That zebra's coming with me.
I'm going to find a way to put it in the back seat.
It's our next door neighbor. They moved in about 5 years ago, and they've planted are fruit trees. Like, he's got a pomegranate tree, and he's got a peach tree, and he's got an apple tree.
A peach tree?
Yeah. And so whenever anything comes up, they're like a basket on our front.
Oh,
they're
that's
very
so
nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, they're from the Philippines.
Oh.
And for the love of God, I wish I could remember their names.
They've been living there for 5 years.
If not eight. If not seven. And he has told me is, I want to steal their fucking mail.
Yeah.
So that I can, I'm like, I think his name is Tuck.
And it'd be your luck you get the wrong one from
right.
the previous resident.
Dude. And I wish there was because they're so nice to us.
Just ask.
Again. 7 years later.
Yeah.
It feels
it's too
dumb.
Late now. It's too
it
late.
It feels too late. Yeah. And so he always says, hi, Jackie. And I'm like, hey.
Hey,
how's it
you.
Going?
Hey, buddy.
Jackass Cation. And whatever. I can't remember regular. Like, I can't remember guys named Bill.
Well.
So there you go.
But I mean, a peach tree, I make an amazing peach cobbler.
Oh, do you?
Remember that?
Really? You know what? I wouldn't mind that. What's it?
It's a family secret.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, my mom, mm-hmm. She didn't give me the recipe for it until I was like 24.
She I'm was not hiding it?
Yeah.
From what?
She just did not want to give me the recipe for it. I don't know why.
I need to be needed.
She
at
also
least
has
for
recipe.
This peach cobbler.
She also has a recipe for egg pie.
Egg pie.
Which is, my dad's from Alabama, so that this is like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Out there. It tastes almost, it has a consistency almost of a custard.
Yeah.
But it tastes kind of like sweet potato pie. Like a sweet potato pie eggnog kind of taste going.
What?
Yeah. It's really, really good. She will not give me the
one day
for it.
One day. On her deathbed,
maybe
she will
she's like, you give me grandchildren, I'll give you that.
I will trade you the first half of this for a boy child.
Like, oh,
the
why
second
the boy?
Half, a girl child. How about if I get you a dog, Mom?
What about goldfish? What are your thoughts?
What do you think about a bag of goldfish? And I never understood how goldfish could live in that bag.
Neither.
Maybe it's finite. Maybe they can only live for
a little
while.
Yeah, I think it's like, while. Hey, you've got like 45 minutes to put these fish.
Right, in something where there's more air coming in.
Yeah. Well, we had a fish tank. We had two. We had one with this giant African cichlid called an Oscar.
Okay.
And then we fed it goldfish.
Oh.
But we could not put the goldfish in the same tank as the Oscar because he was a psychopath.
Oh.
And would just, like, if he couldn't eat them.
He would just kill them anyway?
Yeah, he would just, like, pin them up against, like, the wall of the aquarium, and they die because he can't eat them. So we would put them in a separate, give them their own little...
Right, it was a holding tank.
Yeah, but only then do you realize how cruel it is that they're facing each other. It's like, yeah, this is going to happen to you. This is why you're here. We're feeding you to this guy.
Oh, my God. That is brutal. Yeah, I don't know anything about pets. We have an iguana. You can meet Tiberius afterwards.
Cool.
He's in the garage.
In the garage?
Yeah. He's got a big kennel.
Does he have like a heat lamp at least?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, because it gets a little chilly.
Yeah, it's cold.
And yesterday he was out. He comes out a couple of times a week, wanders around, and sits on top of our garden. King of all he surveys.
Nice.
And the feral cats come in and they're like, what is he?
Like, what kind of cat is that? I've never seen that.
That is a weird cat. And then he whips his tail and goes, whack.
Whack. It's a mean, weird cat.
Mean cat that he will sometimes pad, pad, pad and chase. But he's very slow. Mm-hmm. So cats are like, wow. This is not terrifying at all. This is the weirdest chase scene I've ever seen in my life. Okay. So we are... I think any other food related dorkdom you would like. What is your favorite? I asked Lori Kilmartin this. I have a podcast with Lori Kilmartin about stand up, and there was a lull. And I said, what is your favorite meal? Speaking of people tricking themselves into thinking something is food, her favorite meal, sourdough bread toast, creamy peanut butter, and sliced red delicious apples.
Red delicious animals. That sounds like a meal.
Yeah, that even sounds better. At least there's some meat. But I was like, that isn't even a meal.
A snack.
That's a snack, and a red delicious apple is an abomination before God and man. So
that's why I ate a Granny Smith.
There
apple.
You go. Brought a Granny Smith. That's right. I have a gala sitting in the kitchen that I'm going to thoroughly enjoy a little bit later, and a Bartlett pear.
Have you had a grapple?
I have had a grapple.
Do they actually taste like grapes?
No.
No.
They're sweet. Mm. They're all right. I was like, what are you doing?
Get your hand out of your ass, science. Grapples.
So and the thing is I couldn't answer what my favorite meal is. I could pick a favorite meal.
My favorite meal in the whole world. If I had to pick one.
Right. What would be one of the first ones you'd pick?
The first ones I would pick would be my mother's lasagna. My mom makes a really good homemade lasagna. She doesn't make it that often. And at one point, because my parents also had a garden, we grew a whole, like, way too many tomatoes. Like,
yeah.
An irresponsible amount of tomatoes.
No, there's not too many tomatoes because your neighbors will take tomatoes. Zucchini.
Yeah. We never grew zucchini.
A good choice because nobody wants them.
Yeah, nobody wants zucchini.
Because there's too many zucchini in the world.
Yeah, okay. But the tomatoes. So she made her own pasta sauce, like, completely from scratch.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
And it was the most magnificent lasagna, like, in the world.
Do you have that recipe? Will she give you that recipe?
I'm going to ask her.
Yeah.
Now that you asked me. Yeah.
Here's the thing about lasagna. It's fiddly. It's labor intensive. Noodles.
That's right.
Sauce, cheese.
Meat.
Noodles. Sauce,
you can make meat, your bullshit veggie lasagna all day.
I used to make idiot lasagna.
What's idiot lasagna?
Idiot lasagna is you take a thing of macaroni and you boil that. You make the sauce and meat. You mix them all together. You put the cheese on top, and then you get one layer of lasagna noodles on top.
Wait.
And then,
so it's like, it's
fake
it's
lasagna.
It's like a front?
It's just a facade of lasagna. And then you put it in the fridge overnight, like you do with all lasagna, because it has to set.
Yeah.
It's best if it sits in the fridge for 4 to 6 hours.
That never happened in our house.
Oh, no?
Okay. Yeah, we ate that immediately.
And it cut. She cooked it, and it cut. Okay. It wasn't.
Oh, yeah, cut just fine.
Because the noodles in that sauce are usually warm.
Right.
So if you bake them, it sometimes... Okay.
Well, she would cover it with foil and just let it sit until it was time to eat.
Okay.
So she'd make it a little in advance, but it wasn't, like, put in the oven overnight.
She didn't make it and then kind of chill it and then bake it.
Nah.
Okay.
That wouldn't happen.
Well, that's what I was told. But
I'm sure that might be the proper way to do it.
Right, but there was eating anyway.
Right, but so you've got, like, five kids in the house and they're going to eat. So.
An idiot lasagna doesn't matter because it's all going to be a mess anyway.
With the macaroni. Yeah, you're like, oh, look at this lovely layer of lasagna noodles.
And it's a casserole with lasagna noodles on top.
With just different kinds of pasta.
Guess what? Tastes just great.
Oh, I believe
it. Yeah, talk about it's a struggle meal.
Yeah. As long as you have, like, the basic components.
Right.
Like, if you're trying to make lasagna with white sauce, you can go fuck yourself. That is disrespectful. That is flat out rude.
Right.
As long as you got, like, some good red sauce, cheese, meat, boom.
I don't know what the draw. White chocolate and white sauce. White sauce is okay.
It's all right.
White chocolate, if it's attached to a Christmas peppermint bark, I'll do it.
Right.
That's it for me.
Now, do you remember when Hershey made they've got the cookies and cream white chocolate bar.
Yeah.
But back in the day, they had like a mint chocolate. It was milk chocolate with mint.
Yep.
And it was like a cookies.
I'm listening.
It was like a milk chocolate cookies.
Cookies and cream?
Cookies and cream. But it wasn't cream. It was milk chocolate with the peppermint.
With peppermint.
And it was so good. And they don't make it anymore.
Yeah. I just found. This is seriously, this is an awesome dork for us because I am in a rabbit hole of yesterday. Or a day before I went to and I always go to the ice cream case because ice cream is the sweet treat of choice because of my childhood, I guess.
Yeah.
And, but I like a Klondike bar ice cream, but I only like the dark chocolate covered ones.
All right.
And they never have them. They have Heath, they have Oreo, they have the original, they have Snickers, they have all these different variety that I don't want any part of.
Snickers, Klondike bar?
Yeah, I don't know.
You just get the Snickers ice cream bar.
Right, it's just all it is, and it doesn't taste like a Snickers. I would like a Snickers if I'm going to have, and I'm going to say the word Snickers again because it's fun for me. So, yeah, that lasagna, your mom's lasagna, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's, I mean, good Lord. And plus my aunt used to work, she was like the union president or something of a hostess. Rep. And so we would get like.
A hostess?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we get some of their bread.
Like, yeah.
But when it was still dough. And then my mom would make like garlic bread with, man, good memories, man.
Yeah,
my mom's an amazing cook.
That's great.
Yeah.
My dead mom who died. That's why I call her that. And what?
That would be odd if you called her.
She's dead to me.
Yeah, she's dead to me. She's dead inside. But
She never cooked when I was little because I never knew her when she cooked. But my brothers used to tell me that she used to cook because she tried really hard.
Yeah.
But she had six kids under the age of 10. And she was like, I'm tired now. I'm just going to go have a beer.
Peanut butter and jelly for everyone.
Exactly. And that was it. But then Nancy, my stepmother, who was my stepmother from when I was 8, she used to make some of the dumbest breakfast. Every morning she would make us breakfast.
Right. Even though she couldn't cook.
Right. It was the shittiest. It was the shittiest breakfast. There was like one shitty meal after another, but you got it.
God.
And so
she was consistent.
She was a great loss to the Austrian army, as I've always said, because there were charts and graphs and French corners on the beds. And every morning we'd all have to get up. And be dressed and brushed and everything, seated at the table by like 6:30. And she would have, it would be Mondays and Wednesdays were egg days. So it'd be scrambled eggs and then a variety of either bacon or whatever, right? Tater tots
Some
sort of breakfast meat and some sort of whatever. A potato and then you'd
How
do like,
you mess up tater tots? That's
We didn't have tater tots. It was some sort of frozen potato thing, I think. I can't remember. Whatever it was food, and it wasn't very good, but it was edible, and we all went to school fed.
But she tried her best.
And she did her damn, are you kidding? I don't know that I would make breakfast for six children, if I was 26 years old.
Oh, and no.
Yeah,
no.
7 to 17. That's how old we were.
I would have left. I would have just walked out the
I would not have
door.
Married yeah. my father. I would not have married that guy. I would have been like, oh, you never told me you had six kids? And he never did.
No, they didn't. No, you guys didn't learn how to cook?
No, we did. My sister was in charge of the grill.
Uh-huh.
And when she was like 13, she'd walk around with matches all the time. She was like, no, I'm in charge of the grill.
Wow.
She was
pride
13.
In it.
Yeah. She took a lot of pride in it because the element on our stove went out the year Darla turned 13 and we didn't get it fixed for a year. Mm-hmm. And, so my sister would grill in Wisconsin every weekend. In January, she would stand in the garage with the grill just outside And she'd be like freezing with gloves on making dinner.
That's awesome.
And it was awesome. But the stovetop worked.
Right.
And Nancy made a lot of stovetop food. And we were one of the first microwaves. I'm 100. And so my dad got this microwave from somebody. And then a year later, he got the element fixed.
Right.
My father was like, no, why didn't we just get the element fixed? And I was like,
yeah.
I don't know, Dad. Why didn't we?
He's like, I've got six kids. I've got stuff going on.
I'm doing laps around Milwaukee. That's why. And you're like, oh, okay. I'm sure glad you're busy. Anyway, so Monday and Wednesday were egg days, and Tuesday and Thursday were pancake days.
Ooh.
Bisquick canned pancakes I never liked pancakes until I went out and had pancakes after college.
You can't mess up Bisquick pancakes. It's just like
milk. She fucked up Bisquick pancakes.
Oh boy.
The ones on Tuesday were dry and gross. The ones on Thursday had fruit in them. She would do canned fruit.
I love this story.
And they were soggy. They were like not done.
Just let them be. She had to fuck them up.
I love Nancy Gation with the power of the sun. She couldn't cook her way out of a paper bag. We didn't know what the hell was going on. And we're like, what is happening?
Are you fucking with us right now? It's like some kind of mental
It felt like
torrent.
Mental torture that my sister to this day... I remember when she moved out, she came back when she was 18, she moved out. I remember, and I was 16 and we would get together like every couple of months, and she didn't have any money. She was doing a lot of struggle.
Yeah.
And so
on the grill.
No, she didn't. I think she had propane. Who knows at camps? Who knows what she was doing? But I think she was lit, whatever. But, she would come back and tell me stories of food. She's like, Jackie. Butter, real butter. We're never having margarine again. And I said, make a pact with me. No margarine.
Wow. Like a blood oath. Like we will I don't know. She doesn't talk about it. But my mother, if you ever brought margarine into the house, don't even speak of margarine. It was literally enough to send her into a blind rage. I don't know what happened. I don't know. She won't discuss it.
Right.
Tell us the story behind, her hatred of margarine. But
margarine in Wisconsin was illegal.
Really?
Yeah, because we're the dairy state, right?
That's right.
So when it was legalized, it couldn't look like butter. That was the law.
Is that where, like, I can't believe it's not butter kind of comes from?
All I know is that my grandmother would buy margarine because she thought it was an exciting non-cholesterol alternative.
I thought it was a taboo.
Right, right. It was this thing. And she would make my dad drive to Illinois and buy margarine that looked like butter.
Wow.
And my dad loved to drive, so he would go. But if you bought margarine in Wisconsin, it was white. Mm-hmm. And you got a dye packet that came with it, sort of like ramen, right?
Yeah.
And then you would stir it all together, and then it would look like butter.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is wild. Just get butter. Why didn't you just get butter?
Well, it was remember they when margarine was invented, they said it was better for you.
Oh, that's right.
Because the food industry was like, no, this is going to be better. And you're like, that can't possibly be true.
I could just get
true.
The real thing from a...
Right. And then margarine was expensive and it was fancy. And you're like, I didn't think you're dumb. And then I think in the 90s, we all learned that,
that
they
plastic.
Were lying. Oh, is that you?
No, that's not me.
How can it be me?
Son of a...
Is it you?
It is, but I had my phone on silent. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Usually my home phone goes off because we have a home phone because Andy's a safety mouse.
A safety mouse? What's a safety mouse?
He likes. He needs there to be a landline because he thinks when the big one hits, the landlines aren't going to go down. I think...
You're going to need a diesel truck.
Right.
I'm going to put my phone on airplane mode. I'm sorry about that. I didn't...
Right.
Yeah. But, so margarine, you had to have a dye packet.
Right.
When you could just buy butter.
That's right, which would have been lovely.
Yeah.
Because butter's lovely.
I love
butter.
Butter's fantastic.
There's good work being done, cows. Thank you, cows.
Thank you.
Big listenership. Yeah. Walmart
and cows. Cattle.
Yeah. Cattle are in. Do we want to go? I kind of want to know about this other dorkdom, which is just you like to drive around and look at real estate.
Yes.
As does my sister. Yeah. So tell me more. What does it mean?
I think it kind of started because my parents, we moved. But before we moved, we just drove around. My dad would take us all as a family to go house hunting. And so as a result, I like to do it now. St. Louis has a lot of really interesting like architecture because it kind of certain parts of the city, it looks like it's on the East Coast.
Okay. Oh, okay.
A lot of brownstones, walk-ups, four-family flats, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then as you move into certain neighborhoods, you can see the influence on, oh, this used to be a German neighborhood. This used to be a Polish neighborhood. And then
so they're like these weird craftsmen or like kind of ticky-tacky.
Barnyard-looking homes almost. And then you move out to the burbs. It has a lot of ranch-style houses. It's a lot of different, you know, styles of homes. So as a result, like, especially in Houston, which is no zoning, if you didn't know.
No, I did not know that. You can, like, build anything anywhere?
Anything. There's a housing project across the street from, like, a university.
School, which has a strip club next to it.
Yeah, like, they recently changed it, so you can't have strip clubs next to schools. They did change that.
Which is so hard because people got to drop their kids off.
And then I got to get to work.
It's
like right there.
Exactly.
But they did change that, so you can't have the strip clubs near the schools anymore. But that, they just recently changed that.
Yeah.
There's like mansions in the hood.
Right.
There's like, it's a beautiful city because it's so ugly because there's just so much.
The diversity of buildings.
Yeah.
It can be anything.
Anything. Right. You could live in a garage apartment behind a mansion.
There's all right.
Like, it's beautiful.
All right.
And then it floods. And then the music.
Because it's a swamp, isn't it?
Yeah. It's kind
it
of like a
marshy
a swamp. It's more like bayous.
But yeah.
Like different channels of water.
Which is interesting because Texas has all of the things.
Yes.
It has all of the kinds of
it property. Takes 2 days to get out of Texas.
Yeah.
And you also change. You change time zones. You go
climate
from central time zone.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. There's two different time zones.
There's central and there's mountain.
Right.
Yep.
Because diagonally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're driving out from Houston.
I learned that from a Louis L'Amour novel. Not about the time zones, about the different kinds of terrain. Because there's different terrain. Because it's desert. It has almost everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got desert.
It's like California. Like,
yeah. But better.
wait a minute.
Ooh, shots fired.
all right.
Well, California has legal weed, so I'll give them that.
I was confused when I moved here because I was like, well, haven't you ever been to Wisconsin or any of the middle states? And they're like, no. Why would we go? And I realized if you've ever been to California Adventure.
Yeah. No,
there's a thing called Soaring California. And that's when I realized why leave? Because if you want, like, if you want desert, they have desert. If you want ocean, they've got ocean. If you want, woods, they've got the woods. If you want mountains, you got mountains. You've got snow if you need it. You've got, water. There's lakes. There's absolutely, like, Yosemite, every kind of terrain.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go to Wisconsin, which is very beautiful, but it's just woods and freshwater lakes and very gorgeous. But you can go to the middle of California and go, yeah, that's
also
that's where we got that.
You could go to Wisconsin and not meet anyone who's a yoga guru, who's a brand ambassador for a lifestyle blog. So
right,
that's
it's,
why
are you a
I would,
life coach,
a it's life a, coach, and a beard maintenance specialist.
Sure,
and all kinds of made up.
Well, that's everyone comes from all those different places, and they're like, "Well, I've always wanted to be an elephant whisperer." Like, well, now's like, the time.
Well, here you are. You're in Silver Lake. Make it happen.
Exactly.
Go for it.
That's what I always tell people when they move here. Is like, you have to choose to like it, because if you don't want to like it, boy, is that easy. Because you can find a bunch of banana heads who are doing something that is enormously mockable.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I? Oh, I was in San Francisco, and next to there was a. It made me laugh so hard because there was a dog grooming place, like a fancy dog grooming place.
Mm-hmm.
And next to it was just a hair salon, and it was called People Hair, which you were like, oh, good.
Well, great. I don't want to confuse the two.
Well, because I could find more dog grooming places than hair salons.
Why don't they have dog grooming hair salons where you can go in
mm-hmm.
and you have your dog getting groomed while you get groomed
yourself?
A little
couples massage.
A shiatsu for your shiatsu.
Acupuncture for your dog and for you.
Hmm.
Wow. We are making up.
A pedicure. What? Pedicure for your paws. These are $1 million ideas.
And they will happen. Cause the thing is I came up with things.
Speaking
and then the
existence.
next thing that happens is I like familypetancestry.com.
Familypetancestry.com
is an actual URL that I bought because I thought it was funny. The idea of finding out.
And someone bought it for like $50,000.
No, well, no one's asked me to purchase it, but do you want to, I do a joke about how, do you want to know if your cat came over on the Mayflower, right? If your dog's eligible to join the DAR, the Dogs of the American Revolution. And so I did that joke on Conan, and a guy emailed me and said that his cat was a direct descendant of Harry Truman's cat. And I was like, well, either that's just funny, or that's
or you're a crazy
terrifying.
Person.
Yes. You know the genealogy of your cat.
That's insane.
Right. I was like, is that true? And he never responded, so I don't think it was true.
Okay,
he
maybe
was kidding.
Just trying to make jokes.
Yeah,
thank
which
God.
Is very funny. Yeah. It's a great joke, sir and or madam. Yeah. Who, I can't remember who emailed me that.
They'll email you again with the paperwork. They'll right. have the PDF.
I have provenance.
Yeah.
Provenance. Anyway, yes.
Mr. Snufflebutters does not appreciate you making fun of his genealogy.
Right. So do you just like any kind of house?
Not just any kind. I don't, yeah. I really like, I like homes that are kind of, cause I grew up with it's such a big family that I kind of romanticize the cottage a little bit.
Yeah.
To know, to have like my own little tiny little, so I went through a phase where I was really into tiny houses.
Oh, right. Cause those are a big deal now where you can like a mother-in-law house or something, except for you're like, no, I would live there.
Yeah. I'd live there full time, all the time.
Alone.
Why wouldn't I?
Blessedly
by
alone.
By myself, for the love of God. But there's, after kind of reading, I remember watching like a documentary of a guy who wanted to just make his own, and it kind of reminded me of my struggle with the coconut milk.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going to do that. But I like bungalows. So it's not too big. It's not too small.
Right.
You got, it's bigger than a tiny house, but it's also smaller than a craftsman.
Yep.
So you get kind of like the best of both worlds. And
yep.
I like that. You can get a 2-3 bedroom house. Like I also, cause my boyfriend's like, I don't like big houses cause that means I have to clean them.
Yes.
And that's kind of a similar attitude. Like,
right.
Growing up, like having to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and clean the house from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Is like, I want to be able to just.
We did that on Saturdays. Did you guys do that on?
We did it. We did on Saturdays.
Yeah. On Saturdays.
Saturday mornings.
Nancy Kishan will wake us up with belly dance music.
Nice.
Yeah. And you'd hear the zills going, da-ding, 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 ding, ding, those tiny cymbals on the hands. They're called zills.
Well, see, we did like, you know, we'd play like Motown, old school.
Oh,
music.
Nice. Well, that's kind of, I mean, cranked and then you're like, we're cleaning.
All right, this
it's
clean
happening.
Mode. Let's get it done. I remember once we had to
where
clean.
Are you in the litany?
I am
oldest, youngest,
third.
Oh, dead center.
Yeah, I've got my oldest sister who's 14 mm-hmm. years older than me.
Right.
And then they're my two older sisters from my parents, each their previous marriages.
Right. So like a different, almost different generation.
Yeah.
My oldest brother, my oldest three brothers think they grew up in a different family.
Yeah.
And I was like, kind of.
Sort of. Mm-hmm. You think about it. Mm-hmm. My oldest sister's 14 years older than me. My sister older than me, she's 3 years older than me.
Okay.
Than me. And then my younger brother, who's 5 years younger than me.
Okay.
Whom I asked for.
Oh, you were like, oh,
I was like, yeah, all my other classmates are talking about how they've got little brothers, and I kind of want a little brother.
Can I get a little brother?
Boom, got a little brother.
Mm-hmm.
Who almost burnt the house down. I said it.
There you go.
He'll be mad.
It's still happening. We're still talking about it.
Still talking about it. True story.
It's going to be something. There are things you talk about.
Yeah. He almost, that's how, actually, what,
how did he do it? Was he little?
Okay. The kid, my mom gave us very explicit instructions.
Yes.
Of what to cook while she was gone.
Okay.
My parents had went out to do something by a washing machine or something. I don't
know. Yeah. They were on task.
They were doing a thing. Yep. Maybe they checked in at a motel, wanted some parent time. I don't know. But she was like,
between them and their God.
It's whatever they did, their business. So she was like, I made chili. It is in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Heat it up. That's it.
Done and done.
Non-negotiable. So I told my siblings, hey, I'm going to heat up this chili. And my brother decided he didn't want any. He was like, oh, it makes my stomach hurt. I was like, no, it doesn't because you eat it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to eat it. I want chicken. I was like, well, we're not doing that.
Right.
Mom said chili. We're making chili. So he tries to kind of argue with me about it. I was like, I'm going to the bathroom.
Okay.
And by that, I just meant like, I need to stand in the bathroom for just like, just get my mind together, splash some water on my face.
So he's 5 years younger than you. How old are you?
I was 15, I think.
So he was 10.
He was 10 years old.
And
no, no, 16.
Okay.
So 10, 11-ish.
Yeah.
And I go in the bed. It's wintertime. There's snow outside. And I don't know how he managed to do this because we didn't have a gas stove. We had an electric stove. I don't know how he did it.
What? You had an electric stove and there's
we
fire.
We had an electric stove and he did this.
He might be a genius.
I don't know how he did it. Mm-hmm. To this day, I just remember hearing the sound. Apparently, he poured a bunch of chicken, like vegetable oil mm-hmm. into a pot. Not the standard, you know, right. cast iron skillet you use to fry things.
No, no, like a pot pot.
Like a pot pot.
Uh-huh.
Filled it up
with oil.
With oil. Turned it up to high, and then just threw frozen chicken wings.
So he didn't really know how to make it because he's a tiny child.
No, he's a kid.
Right. And so he's like, fried chicken, oil, chicken.
Boom.
Right. There's
what
no
could go
dredging.
Wrong?
What could go wrong? There's no dredging.
Yeah.
It's just chicken in oil.
Yes. And a sauce in a sauce pot.
And a dream. And yeah. a hope.
And a hope and a dream. That's what he did. And the time I remember the sound of just hearing like
an explosion.
Like, yeah, like a whoosh. Like I hear the whoosh. And I hear the screams, and then I hear like his little footsteps, and I hear the front door just slam open.
Oh, like he ran?
Like he's running. Ah! Like I hear the sound of him running through
he
the house.
He didn't run to get you?
No.
And say, so, Nia.
No, no.
Help.
So in the bathroom, we have a frosted window that yeah. face, you know, that.
One of those frost. Yeah.
So I see the silhouette of my little brother run out into the snow and just disappear. And I remember just looking at the window and going like, and so here come my little sister and my little, Roy, he's on fire. He's on fire. And I go outside. I go and open the door. I go outside and he's face down.
I'm sorry, Roy.
In a snowbank.
Putting himself out?
Just in a snow.
Like an angel.
Yeah, like he's making a face down snow angel. With like the pot is like just away from his outstretched hand. So
we brought the pot with him.
Yes.
That is a responsible young man. He didn't just leave it in the house.
So apparently, whoosh
yeah.
was the frozen
yeah.
meat hitting the hot oil. Overflow, fire. Oh, his eyebrows caught fire.
Well, he's lucky he didn't get his face get burned. Holy smokes, his eyebrows get burned
his
off?
One of his eyebrows singed off.
Oof.
He grabbed the pan, which was on fire.
Yep.
Ran outside and threw himself in the snow.
That's very responsible response to it.
It is. That's quick
extent.
Thinking for a 10-year-old.
That is pretty quick thinking.
You
yeah.
know. So I guess he didn't know how to put out a grease fire because he's a kid.
Right.
And instead, like, there's snow outside. I will run
That's
out.
That's water. That's cold.
I will throw myself upon the gods with the pot so my mom's not mad at me.
Right. So he didn't destroy the pot. He just lost an eyebrow.
Oh, the pot was gone.
Oh, the ball of the toast. Yeah. And the wings.
And the wings. Ruined.
Well, ruined.
Totally ruined.
That's $6 worth of chicken and oil. Gone.
Gone. We'll never get it back.
Exactly.
And so we called the fire department, and they came, and they just started throwing kitty litter all over our kitchen. Not just handfuls. Just like LeBron James with baby powder. Throwing that shit everywhere. And just in time for like my parents to come home, and my mom was freaking out over my brother because he was burnt up.
Right.
And my dad was like threatening the fire, the firefighter.
He's like, stop throwing. It's out. It's
yeah,
out.
Stop throwing that shit in my head.
We're just going to have to clean it up. You're good.
Yeah.
It's
get
all,
out.
It's,
stop.
It's worked out.
They like poured it on like on the floor. It was terrible.
Right. And then it took days. And then it's
oh,
like,
yeah.
it's like a Christmas tree pine needles finding it a month yeah, later.
They're everywhere.
You're like, we don't have a cat. Did
oh.
you have a cat?
No, we did not okay. have a cat.
Right. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. That was
hilarious.
That was that story. But food, there's the tie-in.
Right, there's the tie-in. And the did the I'm sure the chili never happened.
No. No. No.
Oh my god.
And then I think when my dad yelled at the firemen, like because you know, you call the fire department mm-hmm. and the police show up. And the police were trying to ask him like all these questions about like, well, why were the children left unattended? Why were they like hey, hey.
First of all, she's 16.
All right.
Yeah. We were off at a motel getting
doing our thing.
Yes.
Okay. Probably making kid number 7. Now, file your report so I can call my insurance guy.
Exactly. And try not to charge us more than $300 for you showing up.
Right.
Cause, we had one of our, Andy loves an impulse buy mm-hmm. when someone comes to the door. We're getting new windows.
Ooh. Are they energy efficient windows?
Yes, they are.
Then yes.
It'll be lovely anyway. But Andy, a guy comes to the door. and Andy Ashcraft is on board.
Oh, like a salesman?
Yeah.
Nice.
So we bought ADT.
From a door-to-door salesman?
Uh-huh. Andy loves a door-to-door salesman.
That could have been a scam.
It could have been.
Yeah.
I always think it is. I don't think it's a scam. I think it's a pain in my ass. Is because if I'm looking to purchase something, I just want to buy it. I don't want to have a... I don't
want to
talk.
You don't want like a dude to show up and...
And show me his binder. I can't. I don't want anything to do
I'll
with the binder.
I'll pick the first one. Just leave.
That, just tell me. I don't need to hear the story of our lives mm-hmm. in front of you. And so that's your backup water, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And so the... You know, where are we at? Oh, we're doing good. But so we have ADT. We have a thing.
Yeah.
What's it? I don't know.
You know, security.
Alarm system. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And so we were both on a trip, and we turned our phones off because we went out to dinner with friends. We turned our phones back on when I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. So I turned my phone on because I'm an American. I'm alive. And all of a sudden, my phone blew the fuck up because the alarm had gone off and people had tried to call. And our emergency backup number was his buddy Phil had also called. And what had happened was the Santa Anas came through and blew our inside door open.
Oh.
And so... Phil had come over and had talked to the police, and he didn't know our safe word to turn off the alarm.
Oh, okay.
And, but it turns out the cops charged us like $300 to come by. And you're like,
even though nothing was wrong?
Right. They were like, I think if something had been wrong, they wouldn't have charged us. If we had been robbed, then it's free.
You're just hoping.
Right.
For crime.
But if it's an inconvenience to the police.
Well, then that's $300.
Then it'll be $300.
Are your stuff is still here? $300.
Yeah. Then you clearly have enough money to pay us.
But you know, or at least you didn't get robbed. My house got robbed on Christmas Day.
Ah, boo.
2 years ago.
Merry Christmas.
I will never forget it. Christmas Day.
They broke into your place and took your crap?
Yep. Kicked my door in. My boyfriend and I, we went to his uncle's house for Christmas.
Right.
We're only going to be there for maybe like an hour and some change. And we left. As we pulled off, there were some teenagers walking around. And the youths walking around. And my boyfriend was like, I don't like the look of those kids. And I was like, come on, what are we, like old? Come on.
Right, right.
It's Christmas. And
he was correct.
He was right.
We have Ute because we live on an alley. And so the kids, and there's a school, a high school right by us. Mm-hmm. So they're always sort of lurk. You know, remember when you're 15 or 16, you don't want to go home.
Yeah, you just want to hang out.
Right. And so our neighbor, he is a buzzkill and built this fence. And so now they can't sit and drink their soda pops and get high.
Well, good.
By his house. And so they sit in front of our garage and drink their soda pops and get high. And Andy, Grandpa Ashcraft, likes to go out and say, you can sit here and get high, but don't litter. And,
I hit him with a garden hose.
The only thing we don't like is when, like there's drug deals that happen behind.
Oh my God.
We don't enjoy that.
Such a quaint neighborhood that there's.
Well, it's a very blue collar neighborhood, but there is, you know.
And they need their drugs.
Well, people need drugs or they want to make out or do it.
Behind your house?
Right. I had a lady come to the front door. She said, hey, there's an SUV rocking behind your house. You might want to.
Wow.
And I was like,
did you go a knocking, even though it was a rocking?
I thought about it. I got my sword because I have a sting. And then I was like, well, that's not going to help. Well, and so I grabbed my phone, which seemed much more useful. Mm-hmm. What I do as Gramication over here as a buzzkill will sometimes just make the garage door open, mm-hmm. which is will it's like throwing a bucket of water on people.
Right.
You're like, oh, people are around. We should go make out.
Was this during the day?
Totally.
Daylight?
Like 3 p.m. Someone. And our neighbor down the block, I think they were having an affair or something because they would meet somebody here. And you're like, well, that just break up.
Yeah.
Don't
do it in an alley.
Don't
That's
do it
gross.
In a, that doesn't feel like love. That doesn't feel romantic.
Love means never having to have sex in an alley. That's
Nia DeBose, it has been an hour.
Oh, guys,
super. I mean, we talked mostly about food, which I am in favor of, and this egg pie business.
Oh yes,
I would like that recipe. Yeah. Quite honestly,
because if I get it,
I may just Google the words egg pie and see, because Andy's been looking for a gooey cake recipe,
gooey butter cake.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, yes.
He's been making gooey, because his family's entirely from Mississippi.
Yeah, man.
And so he is, he almost has it. And he's like, it's almost this. And I was like, well, keep failing upward. It's fine.
Yeah.
And, it doesn't matter because it all tastes amazing in the end.
I've got a friend that makes her own gooey butter cake.
Oh, there's a southern, like, soul food place on Lancashire.
What?
On the shim.
Okay.
Over here that is called Soul Kitchen, or who knows what it's called.
Okay.
It's really good. What I like is they make really good greens. Like, there's, like, really good collard greens or whatever. I don't know if it's kale or collard greens.
It's collard greens. Mustard. If it's black owned, it's collard greens.
Right.
It's not
and,
good.
You know, and then, like, the food thing with him, like, every New Year's Day, we have to have black eyed peas.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. It's, you know,
is your husband black?
He is, secretly a black man.
Okay.
No. Actually, we just did 23andMe, which is a DNA thing, and it's $200. So guess what you get? $200 worth of DNA.
Which is that not a good amount of DNA? I would imagine.
No, it is not. Okay. It is a very basic amount of DNA. Mm-hmm. But what Andy Ashcraft found out was that he is literally 100% white.
Oh,
he is almost translucent.
From Mississippi?
Well, yes, he is. And they came over. Like, his family landed in New Orleans during the Civil War, so immediately conscripted into the Confederate Army.
New Orleans,
yes.
Mississippi,
yeah.
100% white.
100% white. And he was like, we were told we were part Native American.
Oh.
And I was like, well, that sounds like someone's trying hard.
Right.
And me. I am supposedly half Armenian, a quarter Irish, and a quarter Norwegian. Well, it turns out I am like 24% Middle Eastern, another 18% kind of Middle Eastern, like Mediterranean.
Okay.
And then 54% Irishy, like Northern European white. And I told my brother, and my sister is 18% Italian.
How does your sister
change? Different? Science. I did not know this about science. When your parents both have their own DNA, each of your siblings gets a random collection from each of them.
Oh.
It makes sense kinda once like it's said out loud.
Yeah, kind of like the memory of your... I took a biology thing.
But science class,
and we did like a chart of that, like if you had two parents, like who gets the blue eyes, who gets the brown eyes. And kind of get that weird. And you'll get that one sibling that has green.
Yep. Because my brother Scott has green eyes. And my mother was essentially, I was told, like entirely Irish and Norwegian. But who knows what the hell. And every, in Armenia, quite honestly, Turkey and Armenia was on the spice trade. So there was a lot of raping and getting laid on the space, you know, soldiers and, and trade.
I imagine there's like a mix with a lot of migration. And
a boatload of migration.
Yeah.
And humanity. So, who knows? But so I've decided to just call myself half Irish and half Armenian now because I'm not gonna fiddle and diddle.
Yeah, that's
And my sister and I, because we don't have an X chromosome. Wait, a Y chromosome. What? Yeah.
The other one.
The other one, the boy one.
Yeah.
Cause we were both born women and girlies. And, so we're like, we got to get one of our brothers, cause we have four brothers, to do it. And, my brother Russ is going to do it. He was, cause both of my brothers said exactly what I said to Andy, and Andy had to explain science.
Ah.
He was like, I was like, how's Darla different? And he was like, remember genetics? And I was like, briefly. And then he explained it, and I was like, oh, that does make sense. So,
would like to do one of those. I think I'm just standard.
Right. Well, who knows?
Yeah.
Right.
There's a little bit of mixing in there, but not enough worth mentioning.
Right. Right. Because your dad's from Alabama.
Yeah.
Where's your mom from?
My mom is born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah. But my grandmother, grew up, I think, like on an Indian reservation in Oklahoma.
Okay. So there's, if she was on the res, there's Native American, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
There's something in there.
Right. It's a cornucopia. It's America.
It's just a nice mix mash of.
Yeah. And everybody's going to be everything in the end anyway.
We're going to be a nice beige.
It's going to be a nice, I like a nice caramel.
Oh, that's a good one too.
It's
a nice dulce de leche kind of.
It's how I like my coffee as well.
Yeah.
It's I'm going for
a café au lait.
I call it a Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Cause I'm an asshole. And I make that joke, and if I'm unwilling to make it in front of black people, I'm a genuine jackass.
That's true.
Yes.
So at least it's indiscriminate. Yeah.
So as long as let's just do it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, everybody takes care of everybody. Everybody has everybody's back out there. That's the rule. You know that, Rangers. Rangers of the Dork Forest.
Nice.
So we have been speaking with Nia DeBose. So it's LOL Nia DeBose, DeBose, on Twitter, Nia _ DeBose on Instagram, and NiaDeBose.com is, and go see your stand-up. What do you want to plug? This is coming out December 27th, 2016.
December 27th. Like I said, every Sunday at the Comedy Store, check out the Show Up, Go Up.
Show Up, Go Up is a show at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room every Sunday here in Los Angeles.
That's right.
And then go find your stand-up, because good times.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for doing the show.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening, Rangers. You know the rules. Take care of each other. Bye.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat, my hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?